You're listening to The Tao of Indifference, sex, dating, and relationship advice for an indifferent world.
Are the Tao of Indifference. Lainey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It's super rainy in New York City today. I am enjoying a very good beer right now. It's Long Trail Brewing Company. Beer itself is called Green Blaze IPA. It's a pretty good beer. I just want to set the tone. If I sound weird, it's because I've been drinking. I'm just level setting, you know? Like, I want people to know that I'm drunk all the time. No, I'm kidding. I am just kidding. This is a family-friendly joke.
Agreed.
So, Delaney, I wanted to talk to you today on this episode about exclusivity and commitment.
Okay.
So, in the last week or so, I've actually written, like, a lot of different things around exclusivity and commitment. And I just wanted to talk about them because I thought they were interesting. And also, like, people really, like, these are the things that people, for the most part, people are dating to find someone that they can be exclusive with and have a committed relationship with. So, I'm going to pose a question to you. And there's no right answer, obviously. What do you think makes somebody want to be exclusive with someone else?
The motives can be different. Probably two things that make people want that. Usually it's either a lifelong partner or, you know, long term. Or if you want to have kids, usually look for that because you don't want to just have kids with somebody and just bounce. Some people are cool with that, but a lot of people seek, you know, exclusivity to procreate.
So when you say lifelong partner, are you saying like someone they see themselves having, being in a long-term, like lifelong
relationship? Yeah, not necessarily marriage.
Not like they've dated for 50 years and now they're ready to become exclusive because they've been together their whole lives.
Yeah, not that at all.
Okay.
That's a really long time to make up your mind.
yeah, it's like, okay, we're dying.
All right, it's my 65th birthday. You got a ring for me yet?
Yeah. Oof. Oh, man, that is a tragic life. That's for sure. That's a good point. They're dating somebody who they think can be, like, a lifelong partner or somebody they want to, like, have children with, and the exclusivity really is about that. I didn't even think about that part with the kids. I'm sure there's plenty of people and plenty of people's parents who they were like, yeah, we're just going to make this work because I want to have a kid. So, you're stuck with me now. So, love doesn't have to be the only motivation for exclusive.
Yeah.
So, what I thought makes someone wants to be exclusive is kind of what you said, but I didn't even factor in the children part. But I was thinking about, like, you essentially have to be ready to commit to someone in general. Like, I'm ready to commit in a broad, general way. You want your commitment to be, like, exclusive. And when I say exclusive, I'm talking about monogamous pairings. Because you can commit to somebody and not be monogamously committed to them. Well, you have to be ready to commit. You have to want to be exclusive in a general sense. And those two factors need to combine with the right person. So, like, if you're ready for commitment and you are looking to be have an exclusive commitment, you just have to find somebody who you're like, yeah, I want to do it with you specifically. And I think what people tend to, they sort of assign value to themselves. Like, I haven't met a guy who wants to commit because something's wrong with me. And that's really why I'm saying, like, that person needs to be ready to commit, ready to be exclusive, ready to do it with you. And there's some people who would be willing to enter into an exclusive relationship, but just not with who they're dating, you know?
Yeah.
So, with all that said, and before I close out, I just want to say that it's whether somebody wants to commit to you or not, it's probably not a value judgment based on you. It's more of a value judgment based on they don't value an exclusive committed relationship. So if you feel like you keep dating guys who like don't want to be exclusive with you, it's not really a failing. Or women too, excuse me. There are women who also don't want to commit. But if you're dating someone, who doesn't want to be committed to you in an exclusive way, it's not really a judgment of you so much as that's their thing and that's their preference. And there's nothing wrong with either. Delaney?
Yes.
What made you want to commit in the past? I think that for me, the thing that I need the most to want to commit to somebody and to be exclusive with somebody is a feeling like that we're equals. And it doesn't have to be like equal in every single way. Like, I've never dated someone who is literally as big as me. I've never done that. Like, there's some stuff you don't need to be like my exact equal on. Like, I don't want to date someone who looks like me and grows like a patchy beard too, you know? Like, nothing against, you know, if you can grow a patchy beard too, like, no, you know, we're a body positive podcast. Equal in terms of like what they're looking for, their priorities, and like having their shit together, basically.
Yeah.
That, and obviously, like, there has to be a physical attraction there. And someone whose presence is more positive to me than negative. So, Delaney.
When that person made me feel special, like, I had something unique to offer to them that, you know, they couldn't get somewhere else unless they were really, really searching for it. Mm. And just, I guess, feeling like they're loyal. Not like, you know, they'll, you know, they won't rat me out if they were being tortured, but, you know, just loyal to... I don't have to worry about if they go out to some party and tomorrow I'm going to see a picture of them on Facebook hooking up with somebody, you know, so.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, yeah, no, just like fidelity
is
the word.
I mean, you can be tortured and say some stuff about me. That's fine because, I don't expect anyone to keep.
I mean, unless you were trained in counterterrorism, like, and taught to resist torture. I mean, also, Delaney, why does your mind go to that first? Torture? Were you just listening to Wu-Tang?
No.
Oh, my God. The first album?
No,
like,
no.
The loyalty you're talking about is more like fidelity. Like,
yeah.
I can trust you. Not like you're going to resist torture from...
Oh, but you know what? There's another kind of loyalty. I feel like, you know, have you ever been in a situation where someone was bad-mouthing your friend and your friend wasn't around and you're like, should I say something? I guess I'll say, like, you know... You
have oh, to- yeah, yeah. You mean like... I don't even know how to describe that, but I know I don't know a good word for that, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, like, say, you know, she's hanging out with her friends, and one of the guys is like, your boyfriend sucks. He's terrible. And she's like, oh, is that what you think? Oh, okay. That's not loyal. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, more like, not only do I trust you when I'm not around, but I trust that you, how's a good way to put it? Essentially, like, not only can I trust you when you're not around, but I feel like you are intensely loyal to me. In that you wouldn't let other people disparage me when I'm not around. So you're an advocate. Not only can I trust you, but you're also like an advocate of mine. Like, no, like, don't insult my boyfriend. If you don't like him, that's one thing. But like, it's another when you're just insulting them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can have this loyalty of like this broader loyalty. Like, I won't cheat on you. But that's like really, really, really easy to do when there's like small loyalty where like people like insult your partner and you're just kind of like let it ride, you know, like. Yeah, I don't like him either. You know, like that kind of stuff. So I think that says a lot.
Yeah. You know, I feel like for me in the past, my thing was when I would be dating someone and I would tell them like, hey, you know, your guy friend is giving me these dirty looks and I can tell he's into you. So, you know, I'm just letting you know. And she'd be like, oh, no, he's not. We're just friends. I'm like, okay, I don't care what you think the situation is. I'm telling you what he thinks the situation is. And you know, I don't really feel comfortable with him looking at me like that.
And there's trust there, too. Like, not only, like, being able to trust your partner, but your partner trusting what you say to them as, like, valid.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really important to me. It all comes down to, like, are you in my corner? So, Delaney, if they're going to be exclusive, it's probably, like, the things that matter to them are obviously going to be different. Ours seem to be rooted more in, like, loyalty and trust. Which I wonder what that says about us.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm sure for like a lot of people, it's going to be different. Like some people want to commit with someone who is financially viable, you know, to raise a child with, or someone who like, I'm sure there's a ton of people who are like, well, this person isn't terrible and they look the way I've always wanted my partner. You got to have a desire to want to commit and be exclusive to begin with.
Yeah.
When it comes to desire, I wanted to ask you about this. Should you date someone if you want a commitment? Like, you want to be exclusive. You want these things. And they just want sex.
Hell no. I'm just kidding.
That's your answer. That was an easy one.
Yeah. For me, no. I just, I don't think I could do it because I feel like I would be constantly waiting for them to change their mind.
Yes.
And I would just, you know, it would just be a very insecure relationship because I would be like, I'm being used and I'm emotionally invested, you know, so.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I would not advise anyone. I mean, I definitely could not do that. And, you know, a younger version of me would have said, give it a shot. But these days, no. There's no way. Because, you know, like, you can't date people who want different things. Like, you can date people who want kind of similar, but also, like, not the exactly the same. But you can't date somebody who wants completely different things. Like, if you were dating somebody and they were like, I want 3 kids. And you were like, whoa, 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 I only want 2 kids, you could probably date him. One of you is gonna compromise. Like, two or three. Yeah. Two or three. But when it comes to, like, I want 3 kids, and the other person's like, I never want kids. Not only do I not want to have biological children, like a natural birth, any of that, I don't want to adopt, I don't want to foster kids, every kid I see, I punch in the face. Like, you can't date that person. Also, like, they should probably be arrested if they're punching every kid they see in the face. Like, that just seems really intense, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't know where you can live where you won't see at least 5 kids in one day. So, you know,
that's
a very aggressive
person. Well, if you punch all of them in the face, they might all die. So, probably anywhere. If you live there, if you're kid punch face guy, if you're that guy, you just nobody's going to live around you. It's like... Yeah, because, like, why would you even put yourself through that? And that goes the other way, too. Like, if you're like, all I want is casual sex, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, we all have different priorities in life, you know? Everybody's, you know, doing their own thing, living their own life. And as long as you're doing it safe and consensually, more power to you. But if you only want sex and you keep trying to date people who want relationships, you're either fooling yourself... Or you're purposely, like, manipulating someone to date you. In which case, don't be that guy. Don't be an asshole. Like, just don't do that. Don't be that person. It is really hard to... See, that's the problem. I notice that every time I'm like... let's be real. A lot... Because I'm a straight guy, I am very observant of straight guy behavior in dating. And a lot of times I'm like... When I say don't be that guy, I'm talking to, like, younger version of me. Like... Demetrius, don't be that guy. Like, because I was that guy so many times. So when I say that, please don't assume that men, I'm attacking you. I'm attacking younger version of me who then got all this experience to talk about this. I don't want you to hashtag not all men me. Like, I really don't need that. I don't need well actuals in my mentions. Thanks. Thanks in advance. What should you do if you want a commitment, you want to be exclusive, and they maybe kind of want to be exclusive, but they kind of caution you away from it, like, oh, I don't want to rush. It really all comes down to, like, the situation in which they say it. So if they say it in a way that's, like, reacting to what you say, so if you tell them, like, hey, listen, so I'm not saying we got to get in a relationship now, but, like, that's what I want down the line, and they react to you and they say, I also want a relationship down the line, but I don't want to rush into it. That's very different from you meet someone and you first start talking to them and you never bring up relationships, and then they tell you, I don't want to rush into a relationship. Like, there's a different motivation there. There's a different drive there. When I say what can you do or what should you do, I really want to talk about, like, essentially a couple scenarios. The first scenario, say you're dating somebody 3 months. And they're like, oh, we should probably date for, like, 3 more months. Would you advise somebody to wait that out? Because I would, depending on, like, how soon you need to be in a committed relationship. But I would say yes, wait it out. What about you?
Yeah, I would say wait it out. I just do what, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. If you don't want to wait, then, you know, just go somewhere else.
Now, what about a situation where they're saying, like, I need some time to figure this out, but they're really, really vague about, like, how long that would be?
I would say take some time away from them and tell them when they're ready, you're ready to resume that conversation.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. I like that. So are you advocating for a Ross and Rachel break?
You know what's funny? I just saw, well, David Schwimmer, because I was watching the OJ case.
Oh, you watched it? Netflix. I still haven't watched the B-Boy versus OJ.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
I do remember when it actually, like, the car chase went down, though. It was really, really disappointing for me. And the reason why is that, so let me set the stage for you a little bit. Super into this show. Come home from school. Would watch it every day. It was amazing. It was one of the best TV shows of all time. It was in the middle of this incredible character, this story arc where this character who was introduced was really, he was sort of an outcast, and the main characters noticed this and tried to incorporate him into their lives. And all the while they were incorporating this outcast, he was working as a double agent against them. And eventually he betrayed them. And it was really one of the most compelling pieces of TV of all time. And that was the Power Rangers.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm dead serious. So it was a fucking Green Ranger story arc where, like, viewer knew that he, like, Tommy was the Green Ranger. And, like, we as the viewer knew he was Tommy the Green Ranger. But at this point, the Rangers didn't know Tommy was the Green Ranger. And he would just, like, show up and play a knife flute. And then his crazy Dragon Zord would show up. It was a whole thing. Oh, man. And then the fucking OJ chase. Yeah, it was a flute that was also a knife? Like, what?
Yeah.
This is the coolest weapon ever. Yeah, and it, like, the fucking OJ White Bronco chase, like, happened in the middle of the story arc. And it was like, no! Because, you know, like, back then you could, like, if you missed an episode or something, there was, like, a chance they just wouldn't show it.
Oh, yeah. There was no, like, an hour before the new episode premieres.
Yeah.
Sure, an old episode. Yeah, they didn't do that.
Yeah, and they also, like, sometimes were just, like, if you missed something, if there was, like, an emergency, they just would not, they would just be like, well, we're going to air the next episode. Like, good luck. So, yeah. You know, it's a really traumatic trial for me to revisit. It really is. And I remember that as bright as day because I also had Power Rangers bed sheets, and they were super awesome. And Power Ranger pillows, too. It was great. It was wonderful. I was always a Green Ranger guy.
Oh, those were your pillows?
Yes, they were my pillows. We kept them in our family for like 20 years.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. They were amazing. They were actually so cheap. They were so cheap and so gross. But they were amazing because they had a whole Power Ranger mural on them. Anyway. Other person wants to wait, but they don't know how long. And you said that they should sort of take a break. And I said we were on a break. Got it. So
yeah,
David
yeah.
Schwimmer, is he good in the O.J. Simpson show?
He's pretty good. Nice. He's pretty good. Oh. Yeah.
All right. Final scenario: person just doesn't want a relationship, and they will always feel rushed. What do you suggest?
I'll tell them, get out of here.
Get out of here. I like it. I will say this, though, that usually if somebody's like, oh, I don't want to rush into a relationship, unless you are actually rushing them, like if you ask them to be in a relationship with you, like day one, date one, like the first three times you've ever hung out, like you're actually rushing them. Like that's, slow it down. But if you've been dating somebody for a significant amount of time, like couple months, and they're not like still grieving over a breakup or anything like that, and they're talking about like, oh, I don't want to rush things, you guys might not even be on the same page emotionally, like in terms of development and priorities. So even if they're like, oh, I don't want to rush, I'll wait 3 months, still be very wary. I would always caution when you know you want to be in a relationship. You kind of know, and a lot of times when you don't know and there's some doubt, whether it's like, I feel rushed, or is this person the right one, the doubt's there for a reason. And if it's doubt on their part, you should also be considerate of that. Just be wary. Delaney.
I agree.
Delaney, before we close out, I do want to ask you, when it comes to commitment, exclusivity, and relationships, what do you think is the most important thing to build that on? And what do you think is key to keeping your commitment strong?
What you should build it on, I would say, is a communication, like an open line of communication, always being able to express yourself without, some type of punishment, and also trust. You know, you got to build it on trust, that you trust this person is only with you and, you know, believing what they actually say. And to maintain it, I think it just takes friendship. A lot of times I feel like, if things in your relationship start to die down, you start to have doubts, what's going to keep you exclusive with each other is your friendship, like your connection. You can kiss anybody, you know, but you can't share your deep secret or deep feelings with anyone. Now, that takes someone special. And I think if you keep that in mind, that, you know, you have a special connection with this person, it's beyond the physical realm. I think it will keep your relationship strong, and just to each other only.
That's great advice. Friendship, communication. It's like, it always seems so basic, like something like that, but it's something that so many relationships don't have.
Yeah.
Like, you come across these people who, like, they don't even like their partner, you know? Delaney, thank you for recording. It has been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm really happy about this commitment. This exclusive... Well, no, actually, it's not exclusive because I have guests.
No, I mean, you've opened it up to other people.
So. Yes, I've opened up our podcast relationship. You know, it's honestly more satisfying that way. Oh, boy.
And it's okay, because I trust that you're doing excellent work out there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Delaney, once again, thank you so much. And for our listeners, thank you for listening. Thank you for your feedback. Thank you for your support. And as always,
good luck out there.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Tao of Indifference podcast. If you liked this episode and want more sex, dating, and relationship advice, subscribe to the Tao of Indifference on iTunes or Stitcher. And check out the blog at taoofindifference.com for more sex, dating, and relationship advice. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.